The organic food market in the U.S. has been growing rapidly, around 20% per year, and one might think this is good news for American farmers. But when it comes to basic commodity grains like corn and soy, American farmers have been slow to go organic, so imports are meeting the demand. Not only can it be hard to verify the organic status of imported food, it is sometimes routinely sprayed with chemicals during the process of clearing customs. Joining us now is Anna Casey of the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting. Welcome to Living on Earth.
Thanks for having me.
So Anna, the U.S. is importing more organic soy and corn than it's growing. Why is that?
Right. So actually, there's been a huge increase in demand for organic products among U.S. consumers in the last decade or so. And in order to meet that demand, we're actually importing about 75% of organic soybeans and about half of organic corn that we use. A lot of what accounts for that increase in demand is meat, for example. We're consuming a lot of boiler chickens that are certified organic and that requires organic beans. So we're getting those beans actually from other countries as opposed to growing them here.
And where is this foreign organic grain actually coming from?
So for organic corn, those imports are coming from Turkey and the United Kingdom. And then for organic soybeans, that's coming from India, Turkey, Argentina.
So what are some of the possible downsides to importing organic grain?
Right. So when it comes to importing organic grain, one of the things that we've seen in the past is that there's a bit more room for fraud. So here in the U.S., you know, there are quite a few inspections, whereas when the corn and soy is being imported, sometimes we don't know the journey that those products are making. So there have been some reports that have shown that actually products that are labeled organic that are coming from other countries end up being treated with the same chemicals that conventional crops and produce are when they arrive here at U.S. ports.
Okay, so if there is such a demand for organic soy and corn to feed the organic meat industry, why aren't American farmers meeting that demand?
Right. So what I heard from farmers is that there's a three-year transition period that is very difficult. So in order to get that organic distinction, your land has to be chemical-free and free of synthetic fertilizers for 3 years before you can say that you've grown an organic crop. So while the price premium is much higher for growing organic, a lot of people are reluctant to go through that three-year transition period. You know, it also requires a little bit of a shift in your perception, and it does require gaining some new knowledge of organic farming. So not only are you going to have to find more labor, it's going to require crop rotation, investing in conservation practices on your farm. So if you've been relying on GMO seed and chemicals on your farm, it's going to require a new way of doing things. And it's going to take a little while to get that process right. But again, like one farmer told me, it's really a matter of investing in the soil. And he shares ideas with other farmers, both organic and conventional. So I think that that's really critical in the transition is finding that community of farmers who can help.
So you've been spending some time talking to both conventional farmers and organic farmers. What are they saying about the future of organic agriculture here in the United States?
So I think that, you know, you are seeing that shift and more awareness. And I think that it is increasing despite the challenges, and that if farm incomes continue to be the way that they are and the margins so tight for conventional farmers, I think we'll definitely see more conventional farmers switch to the organic corn and soybeans.
Anna Casey is the Audience Engagement Fellow at the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting. Thank you so much, Anna.
Yeah, thank you for having me.